This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled, Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about how to change your life forever. And if you want to, there's a lot that we've gotten into. We've been talking about this key parable. And I would strongly suggest you go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com. Not only that, because on March 31st, Kurt Owen Ministries is going completely off of radio. We're believing God to go on television. We're believing God for $50,000. But if you go ahead and subscribe on, and it's free, our partners make it available to you. If you go ahead and subscribe to the podcast, then you're going to be able to get not only all the teachings I've done before, but all the teachings continuing on after this, because March 31st, we're going off the radio, okay? Pastor Terry Owen, my wife, is going to go on April 1st, be on there for at least a month. And we're going to see how that works and reaching out, because she's a powerful teacher in and of her right. But again, March 31st, Kurt Owen Ministries will no longer be on the radio. It'll be on podcast until such time as we go on television, and then we'll probably do them together. Now, we've been talking about how to change your life forever. And the only way to truly change your life forever is to focus on God's Word and allow God's Word to change you and your circumstances. But there are certain things that limit and choke off God's Word. And we've gone through them here in Mark chapter 4, and we've centered up. And again, at KurtOwen.com, you can listen to all of these messages. Here in verse 18, it says, "Now these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones that hear. These are the ones sown among thorns. These are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of the desires for other things, entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful." Okay, we've already talked about the cares of this world, and we've been centering up on the deceitfulness of riches. Now, I want to talk about some things, and I hope to get in today about how you can overcome the deceitfulness of riches. Now, if you've been paying attention over the last couple of weeks, I've given you some clues, but I want to kind of hit it head on. But I want to go over some other ways that money deceives you, okay? Some things that money tries to convince you of. Money tries to tell you it is your security, that your life is not secure without money. That's not true. Money tries to tell you that you have to have it to accomplish what you need in life. That is not true. The favor of God can take you places that money will not. What about this? Money tries to tell you it is the solution to your problems. Anytime you start focusing on money, you need to stop and ask the Lord, "Judge me right here. Is money really the solution, or is there something else I need to be focusing on?" You remember, you focus on the Lord and you believe Him, finances will come. But you can chase the Lord and never, you can chase money and never end up with a relationship with the Lord. People say, "Well, I know plenty of people who pressed into God and they didn't have any money." Were they believing Him for it? Were they laying hold of it? Because God responds to faith. If you believe God for healing, you get healing. You believe God for finances, you get finances. You believe God for peace, you get peace, according to the knowledge of Him. Here's some other things. Money tries to tell you you have to have it before you can do what God called you to do. That you have to solve the money question in order to obey God. Okay. There are multitudes of people who said, "You know what? I'm gonna set myself up financially so I can obey God. God will make sure you never do. Or excuse me, the devil will make sure you never do. I remember a man who was telling a story that God told him that to get out of his business, and he was in debt, and to get out of business, his business, and start going into the ministry. And he said this: as soon as I get out of debt, I'm going to go into the ministry. I'm going to go after the things of God. And then he realized his debt just kept increasing. Why? Well, he told the devil exactly how to keep him out of serving God. Debt. See, okay, let's look at it this way. The Lord's told us to go on television, right? I have to be honest. I went on television before, and I was not keen on it. And it was actually supporting itself at the time. Right now, I need $50,000 to go on television. Am I going to wait until I have $50,000 to pursue what I believe God's telling me to do? Absolutely not. I'm not going to wait on the money. I'm going to, whatever I can do right now, I'm going to do. We're going to go after it. Why? Because that's what Jesus told me to do. I'm not going to let the money tell me I can't. If money, you know, I gave this illustration a few days ago about this pastor who said, this man who I honestly believe is called a pastor, and more importantly, I believe he believes he's called a pastor, but he's worried about the pay cut. You are trusting money. Money has deceived you. Money has told you you have to solve this money problem before you can serve God. You do not. You have to solve your obedience problem. If you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and you believe that all these things will be added to you, then they will be. See, people say, well, I know plenty of people who sought God first and it wasn't added to them. Were they believing for it to be added to them? Well, my church, you know, my pastor has been in ministry for years and he doesn't have anything. What is he believing? What is he believing? What is he trusting? See, if you sit there and you say, I'll follow you, God, when I get the money, the devil will make see to it that you never have the money or your benchmark will change. I'll follow God as soon as I got $100,000 in the bank. You get $100,000, well, that's not quite enough. I think I'll follow God when I get $500,000 in the bank. Or I'll serve God as soon as I secure $3,000 a month coming in. I'll follow God as soon as I secure $5,000 a month coming in. So once I can pay, no man has gone to war at his own expense. It's not up to you to pay you in serving God. God has ordained that ministers receive offerings so that ministers can not only be paid but fund the ministry. Why did he do that? Because when you do that, it blesses too. It's like bowling a strike. It allows the person who's giving to put the things of God first, and it funds the man who has put the things of God first. It helps them both. And today's offering down the broadcast, but that's the point of it. It's so that neither one of them start chasing money. People, ministers, let me be clear to you. You should not see people as dollar signs. You should be able to preach whatever you need to preach. Say whatever you need to say. And if you're in the pulpit right now and you won't preach truth because you're afraid of losing people in offerings, then all you've done is see people as dollar signs. And that can't be. We have to follow God. Money tries to be the deciding factor in every decision. What does the budget say? Now, I believe in budgets, and I hadn't always done the best with budgets, and I want to do better with budgets. But on the other side of it, I can't think of a single project I've started that I had the money when God told me to do it. I had to pursue God. I had to pursue His will, and then the money came. Well, we don't have it in the budget. So you're just not going to do the will of God? You're not going to start taking steps? Listen, one time we ended up buying a building, and we didn't have, you know, I needed to give them a $10,000 deposit in order to start, you know, when I made the offer with the realtor. And I didn't have $100. But this is what I did. I realized when I buy this building, I can't get the mail where I used to get the mail, right? And so what am I going to do now? Because The new building was like, I don't know, 45 minutes from where we were. But there was another post office within 10 minutes of the new building. And I realized, well, I can't keep getting my mail where I used to get. If this is the will of God, we get this building. I don't have any money to buy the building, but I'm going to go after the will of God. So this is what I did. I had the $26 it took to rent a mailbox that was near the new building. I didn't wait till I had $10,000 to start pursuing the will of God. Money is not the deciding factor. Now, does money affect? Yes. Are there things? Does it? Can I go on television without partners? No. Well, I'm sure God would find a way. I mean, God's pretty resourceful. But then it wouldn't benefit the partners. See, when you make a decision today to give into this ministry, you not only receive the financial harvest, you're actually sowing two seeds. You're going to receive the financial harvest if you believe for it. Now, if you're just giving and you're not believing for your harvest, you're not going to get one. Okay? I'm not going to tell you are. I can't promise you a return. Only you and God can promise the return. People say, me? Yeah, by being obedient to God and trusting and believing for Him. But see, when you partner with this ministry, not only do you get the resource, God, not only does God return that money to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, according to what you're believing for, but then you also get the benefit of all the lives that are changed all around the world. And you get the benefit of saying, I'm not trusting money, I'm trusting God, therefore I'm going to put my money into the kingdom of God because I want my money to produce. This is why I want you to become a partner today. I want you to join me in not loving money. I'm not asking you to do anything I haven't done myself. Terry and I, my wife and I, we're partners with this ministry. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for every person that is making a decision today to be a partner with this ministry. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, not only to provide the seed that they have sown, now to multiply the seed back to them at a rate of 100-fold. But Father, also, Lord, I thank you as they take this step that the love of money is broken off of them. Father, I also thank you that their rewards are great both here and in heaven because all of the people's lives that are changed, all of the people that are helped through these podcasts, through the services we do, when we can show up absolutely free in foreign nations when they could not afford them to come. Father, in the name of Jesus, this fruit is laid to their account. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for becoming a partner. Please listen to Michael as he tells you how you can give. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
All of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries are excited about you taking advantage of the opportunity to become a part of something that is just so much bigger than any one person. We have done our very best to make giving into the work of this ministry to be simple and easy, as well as rewarding. Simply text the term KOM Partner to the number 44321. Once you do that, you can put in your name and the amount that you want to give. Once again, simply text the words KOM Partner to the number 44321. Your gift will have a life-changing impact on people all around the world. Kurt Owen sincerely desires that fruit abounds to your account. Your return and your reward will be now in this time and eternal. Please know that we will be praying for you to receive the miracle of a 100-fold return on your gift. We urge you to be expecting this. Also, please know that everyone that gives into Kurt Owen Ministries will receive a free gift. You will receive a free download of a dynamic Kurt Owen Ministries conference from earlier this year. The conference is called How to Hear from God Accurately. We urge you to listen to this life-changing conference over and over again. It will be of tremendous help to you in your everyday life. Again, simply text KOM Partner to 44321. Help Kurt Owen change the world.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence.